The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program is Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons, The Case of the Rushville Murder. Originally aired January 5th, 1950.
It's time now for Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons. Ladies and gentlemen, Anison and Kalinos present Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons, one of the most famous characters of American fiction and one of radio's most thrilling dramas. Tonight and every Thursday at the same time, the famous old investigator takes from his file and brings to us one of his most celebrated missing persons cases. Tonight's case is entitled The Case of the Rushville Murder. Mr. Keene and the Case of the Rushville Murder. Our scene opens in the home of Dr. Prentice, a well-known physician and psychiatrist who resides in the small New Jersey community of Rushville. The doctor's daughter, a tall, lovely young girl, is just reaching for the telephone, which has been ringing insistently, as if aware of the urgency of this particular call.
Hello?
Laura? This is Dad.
Oh, where are you, Father?
At the hospital, but I'm coming right home, Laura. After I hang up, be sure to shut and bolt all the doors and windows.
Why? What's happened, Dad?
One of my patients has just escaped from the hospital. She's a homicidal maniac, Laura, and extremely dangerous.
Father, there was something I wanted to tell you.
Later, my dear. Right now, you do as I ask. This insane patient of mine is under the delusion that I'm her enemy, and she may head for the house immediately. I've already informed the police.
All right, Father.
And don't let anyone inside the house. I'll be home in 20 minutes. Goodbye, Laura.
Goodbye. There. I've shut and locked all the windows. Who's there? Oh, no. No, you're not going to... No. No, don't touch me. Put down that knife. No!
My daughter was found by the police 5 minutes after I had phoned her, Mr. Keene. She'd been stabbed to death with a kitchen knife.
Tell me, were all the windows and doors in your home locked, as you had asked, Dr. Prentice?
No, Mr. Keene. The windows were shut, but apparently Laura never had time to lock the back door that leads to the kitchen before Natalie Craven, the insane patient, reached the house.
Chance preserve us.
Well, Dr. Prentice, your insane patient seemed to head for your home immediately after escaping from the hospital.
Yes.
That's a little odd in itself.
But I told you how this patient felt about me, Mr. Keene. I'd treated her for a mental disorder for 2 years, but she developed a fixation about me and began to feel that I was her mortal enemy.
Well, you were devoting your time to bring her back to sanity.
Yes, Mr. Keene.
But what I meant, Dr. Prentice, was this. You were in the hospital at the time of the insane woman's escape. Now, if she wanted to murder you, why didn't she attack you after you left the building? Why did she come to your home instead and attack your daughter?
The mind of a psychiatric reacts in odd ways, Mr. Keene. This woman, Nettie Craven, may have thought I'd left the hospital. Then, finding I wasn't at home, she must have attacked my daughter, Laura, to revenge herself on me.
Oh, I see what you mean, Doctor.
Since the death of my wife, Mr. Keene, there have been only two things in my life. My work and my daughter, Laura. Laura is gone now. But I still have my work. And I intend to carry on.
Naturally.
I don't want Nettie Craven punished for the crime. She's completely insane. But she must be caught and returned to the hospital before she claims another victim.
You, for instance, Dr. Prentice?
No, I wasn't thinking of myself. I'm thinking of others. That's why I've come to you, Mr. Keene. The police are on the case, of course. And if an investigator of your ability also enters it and works along with them, the woman will be captured all the sooner.
I intend to do everything I can, Dr. Prentice.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Keene. Needless to say, you'll be doing a great public service.
Yeah, but we're also thinking about you, Dr. Prentice.
Oh, please don't worry about me, Mr. Clancy.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to do a little prescribing in this particular case, Dr. Prentice. Where is your home?
In New Jersey, a town called Rushville.
Well, Rushville is just across the river.
That's right, Mr. Clancy.
Dr. Prentice, I'd like to exchange house keys with you. I'd like you to stay in my apartment until this case is over. And Mike and I will stay in your house.
But my work, Mr. Keene, my practice...
Well, it'll be better for you to miss a few days' work now, Doc, than to end up with no work at all.
You mean you think Nettie Craven will try to make me her next victim?
If this insane woman killed your daughter, yes. I insist that you take these precautions, Doctor.
Well, in that case, I'll do as you ask, Mr. Keene.
Fine.
And be careful yourself. I needn't remind you that a homicidal case like Nettie's is most dangerous.
Well, I'm aware of that, Dr. Prentice.
There's just one thing I'd like to add, Mr. Keene. If a young man named John Digby calls, try to break the news of Laura's murder as gently as possible. John is Laura's husband.
Her husband, eh? Was he living in your home too, Doctor?
No. As a matter of fact, my daughter Laura had just come back to my house the day before. She and John were married only a month ago. They had a childish quarrel.
I see.
Oh, it was nothing at all, Mr. Keene. John's a fine boy, and I was certain I could have patched things up between them.
You tried to notify him of Laura's death, didn't you, Dr. Prentice?
Yes, but I couldn't reach him anywhere.
Very well, Dr. Prentice. You can proceed to my home immediately. I'll notify the hospital you won't be available for a few days. Meanwhile, Mike and I will bend every effort to put our hands on this Rushville murderer before another victim is added to the list.
Well, the light switch must be on this wall here, Mr. Keene, sir. Oh, here it is.
Well, Dr. Prentice seems to have a very comfortable home, Mike.
I'm sure, and it's too bad he lost his daughter. It's pretty tough for a man to go through something like that, Mr. Keene.
Yes, but he still has his work, and he's one of the best in the profession. If we can...
Boss, just a minute. I thought I heard someone move around the next room.
Yes, you're right, Mike. There's someone here. Open that door.
I'd better have my gun handy, just in case.
Who are you?
Stand where you are, mister. Don't move.
What are you, thieves?
No, young man. We happen to be working with the police.
The police?
What are you doing here in Dr. Prentice's home?
Come to talk to my wife.
His wife? This must be young John Digby, boss. Laura's husband.
How did you know my name?
Your father-in-law, Dr. Prentice, told us about you, John. My name is Keene. This is my partner, Mike Clancy. May I ask how you got into this house?
Why, there was a kitchen window open. I didn't want to ring the front doorbell because I thought that Laura wouldn't let me in. We'd quarreled like a couple of silly kids, and she'd left me. I've come back to apologize to her.
Saints preserve us, but he hasn't even heard.
Heard what?
Sit down, John.
What is it? Why are you both looking at me like that?
Where have you been for the past 2 days?
I was so miserable after our quarrel. I went to a little town near Philadelphia.
That explains why you didn't learn of the tragedy.
What tragedy?
It's going to be a shock, John, so prepare yourself. Your wife, Laura, was murdered.
Laura murdered?
By a maniac.
No. No, I don't believe it.
It's true. And I'm sorry. One of your father-in-law's patients, an insane woman, escaped from the hospital. And they think she attacked your wife.
I should never have let Laura leave our apartment. It's all my fault, Mr. Keene.
Sometimes fate works out things in her own peculiar way, John.
And you think it was that maniac who killed Laura?
Well, that's the general opinion.
Well, it isn't my opinion.
What do you mean, John?
Mr. Keene, a few days ago, Laura was troubled by something important she wanted to tell her father. She started to tell me about it when I got home. But I interrupted her, and that's when we had our quarrel.
You don't know what it was that worried your wife?
I can guess. We fought because I was jealous, Mr. Keene. Jealous of a man named Arthur Halliday.
And who is he, John?
He used to be a medical student at the university in town. Dr. Prentice is a member of the examining board in that university. The board that passes on a student's character before he's permitted to graduate as a doctor.
Yes, go on.
Halliday drank a lot, gambled. The examining board found out and dismissed him from the medical school. They decided he was too weak to accept the responsibility a doctor must take.
You say you were jealous of this Arthur Halliday?
Yes, Mr. Keene. He used to see a lot of Laura before we were married. The other day, I saw them together on the street. She never told me she was seeing him. Now it's beginning to be clear to me. Halliday was probably trying to use Laura's influence with her father to have himself reinstated at the medical school. She refused, and he made a threat. That's what she wanted to tell her father, Dr. Prentice, about.
Well, you don't mind my saying so, John. You're taking a lot for granted.
But it is worthwhile looking into, isn't it, Mr. Keene? If I ever find out that Arthur Halliday was responsible for Laura's death, I'll...
You look a little pale, young fella.
News is too much of a shock for him, Mike. Would you like to lie down inside for a while, John?
Yes, sir. I think I'd better. I'll be all right, Mr. Keene. I just want to be alone for a few minutes.
I'll answer that, Mike.
Is Dr. Prentice in, please?
No, not at the moment.
My name is Maud Craven.
Craven? Mr. Keene, she must be related to that insane patient who escaped.
She's my sister, sir.
Come in, Miss Craven. My name is Keene. I happen to be looking for your sister.
Mr. Keene, the famous investigator? Oh, you won't put Nettie in prison, will you, sir? She doesn't realize what she's doing.
All I want is to return her to the hospital where she belongs.
I know they're looking for Nettie. They think she murdered the doctor's daughter, Laura. I came here to tell Dr. Prentice how unhappy it made me when I heard about what happened.
Do you know where your sister may have hidden, Miss Craven?
If I did, Mr. Keene, I'd call the hospital. I know how dangerous Nettie is. I don't want to give her the chance to do to someone else what she did to poor Miss Laura.
Excuse me for a moment, please. Hello?
Dr. Prentice?
He's not in at the moment. Who's calling, please?
Arthur Halliday. When will I be able to reach him?
Why, very shortly. Is it important?
I'll say it's important. To me, anyway. Who is this?
A friend of the doctor's.
Well, you can give him this message. He's kicked me around long enough. Because of him, I can't get into a medical school in the country. And if he doesn't stop hounding me, I'll square accounts.
Hello? Hello, hello?
Who is that, Mr. Keene?
That was Arthur Halliday, Mike. The young medical student John Digby told us about. I wish I could have gotten his address.
Well, if he was a student in the town university, they can tell you where to reach him, Mr. Keene. If you want me to, I'll...
What is it, Miss Craven?
Oh, the window.
Sans preservis. There's someone outside, boss.
Yes, she's staring in the window.
Look at that face. She looks like an animal.
It's Nettie. It's my sister.
Grab her, Mike.
Mr. Keene.
Isn't she there?
There's no one in sight, sir. She's disappeared like a ghost, boss. It's too dark out here to see where she went.
She couldn't have gotten far, Mike. Something tells me she's still close by. Come on. We're going to search every inch of these grounds.
In just a moment, we'll return to Mr. Keene and the case of the Rushville murder. Meanwhile...